Good morning, and welcome back to your morning conversation here on KXCV Karen W. I'm your host, Jeremy Werner. Joining me this morning is Philip Porin with the Fit Family Challenge. It's a challenge to families in Maryville and across Northwest Missouri to compete in 3 5Ks in our area. Those include the KXCV Karen W Run for Radio, the Speedy Spoof Hound Race put on by the Maryville R2 School District, and Ben's Stockings of Hope Memory Walk. So, Philip, is this the first year for the Fit Family Challenge?
This is the first year for the Fit Family Challenge, 12th annual Speedy Spoof Hound 5K and Fun Run here at Eugene Field Elementary School.
So how did this collaboration come about?
You bet. So 100% of the credit has to go to Erica Jeter, our Eugene Field Elementary music teacher. She has really spearheaded the collaboration between the three groups. Marsha Martin, who also works on campus at RPDC with Ben Stockings of Hope, and then there on campus at the radio station, starting, I think, with Matt Tritton for the KXCV KRNW 5K virtual race, and looking at it just from the standpoint of getting the community involved in things that we're all passionate about and trying to make that connection and then bring in great opportunities throughout the, you know, throughout the community as some neat prizes for those families that are going to be a part of all three races.
Does it matter if you walk or run one of these?
All three races, I think they have run in the title, but they are really just about getting families and patrons of the community engaged with exercise, really. So I know Matt's race, the radio race, Run for the Radio, a lot of folks are probably getting out and running around campus and seeing beautiful campus, especially this time of the year. For us, it's one of those engagements between school and community, school and family. We have kids that run the whole 3.1 miles, and that's pretty impressive. But we also have a kids' fun run that leads them over to a nearby park, and a lot of groups and organizations from within the high school come over and, you know, spray foam them, and they do some obstacle-type things. Again, just getting kids active. And then finally, Ben's Stockings of Hope. That is at a park setting, too, and no expectation to run a certain amount of mileage or run in a certain amount of time. So all three, of course, you know, we will be tracking mileage. We will be tracking time for those competitive people out there, but it's really more about just engaging with families and in the community.
So since this is your first year doing this collaboration, and looking at the future of this collaboration, what is the plan going forward with the Fit Family Challenge?
You bet. So with these three races kind of compacted between the beginning of April and then the end of May, we know we're capturing a lot of attention for about a 6-week period of time. So moving forward, I can't promise you there'll be some different connections or different races that might evolve out of this, but I think for us, especially around that January 1st time when people are starting to think of health and fitness and New Year's resolutions, to put some information in front of them, maybe provide some training plans for them that would get them excited about participating 3-4 months down the road in April, so that we can start that engagement piece. And then looking at the community side of things, right now we've really engaged with Mozingo, The Hangar, NPR, we've included a few things from Worlds of Fun, and then Mustang Baseball. So we'd like to see that list grow enough that we can really entice some families to see that we've got some great prizes. And all of these, again, are centered around things that can be done with mom and dad or grandmas and grandpas, but can be done within a family unit. Grow that prize list and really honor some of those wonderful sponsors we have in town, like Mosaic and Kawasaki, some different private donors, etc. So we really look at this year as probably more of a learning curve, getting the information out there and getting it together, and then setting back, reflecting, and seeing what we can do to improve it as we move forward.
You know, usually with these kinds of challenges, there's a goal. So what's the goal or idea that you're wanting families to take away from this?
I think our ultimate goal would be that somebody out there learns to really enjoy just being outdoors, walking, running. You know, ultimately for myself, I have a couple of daughters on the track team, on the cross-country team, and they were fortunate enough to be a part of activities such as these when they were younger. And I hope to think that maybe that, you know, started a spark in their life to be lifelong runners. Our high school program here in Maryville is tremendous, a phenomenal track and field program. Great representation at the cross-country state meet every year down in Columbia. And then you look at the success that Northwest Missouri State has had both in the indoor and outdoor seasons. You know, this is becoming a little bit of a track town USA, if you will. And so we hope that this ignites a little bit of a flame in them. And again, just that connection back between these organizations and the community, and some of the great things that go on with Ben Stockings of Hope, you know, getting that word out to people. A lot of people may not have known much about that, but they will if they participate in all three. So we want to be able to spread the word about the other races that are going on around us, and you know, just building that connection back with your radio station, having an interview like this. We wouldn't have done that prior to this event. So, you know, we're just appreciative of the fact that we can maybe be a little global with the way that we're looking at our race.
All right. Anything else you'd like to add?
The only thing I'd like to add is the collaboration has been fantastic between all three races, Helen, Matt, Marsha over at Ben Stockings of Hope and at RPDC. Erica Jeter, again, want to give her a lot of credit. She's got a great vision of how this can look, and she's pulling that together. And we hope, again, folks are listening and participating currently in the Run for the Radio. We hope to see some folks at the 12th Annual Speedy Spoofound, April 29th, and then later in May, Ben Stockings of Hope will be taking place, and hope that people can be a part of all three events.
All right. I want to thank you for joining me once again this morning, Philip. Once again, that is Philip Porin with the Fit Family Challenge. It's a challenge to families in Maryville, Northwest Missouri to compete in 3 5Ks in our area, including the KXCV, KRNW Run for Radio, Speedy Spoofhound, and Ben's Stockings of Hope Memory Walk. More information available at kxv.org or on the Maryville R2 website, as well as several flyers around town and on the Northwest Missouri State University campus. Today and tomorrow are your last chances to get in on the action of the Fit Family Challenge. I'm Jeremy Werner, and this has been your morning conversation right here on KXCV KRNW.